Hello, we are from Stadtwerke. This is Lanko and this is Rusted. We are doing basically all stuff in infrastructure except network and phones. We are pretty, we've grown quite a bit and we have many departments right now. We are for some KPIs, we laid about 2,000 cables, which is 22 kilometers of cabling. 16 kilometers of those are just chukos. We laid copper. If you would put it in a cube, it would be 70 centimeters, and it's 3 tons of copper alone. And we unloaded 209 flight cases, which are 4 truckloads. We deployed 90 PDUs, 25 of those are quite smart. He will tell you about it later. For some key results, we laid down all the cables together with NOC. Secured them so nobody trips over them, so even hoverboards can glide over them. We tested every Schuko outlet for safety and every RCD for trip time and tripping current. Here are some very bad things, which is rented material. This RCD didn't trip at all with our tester. This has a kind of broken PE, sorta. And some cables had a very tough life. Yeah. We overworked our website and yeah.
And besides the websites, we're now also reachable over our 1321 hotline, which has a very thorough and in-depth selection menu. Which maybe sometimes might connect you to the right employee. We've had 180 calls from 77 individual callers, which meant that for some reason people tend to do it more than once. And those 180 calls were over 4 hours of pure fun. Since we don't have any major booms or mishaps to talk about, we thought it would be cool to talk a bit about our power uplink and our distribution. This building and all of our LEDs and laptops are powered from a mid-voltage feed, which is 10 kilovolts in a ring network. And then we have two sets of transformers. One location has 6, roughly in the middle, and the other location has 3 for 9 in total. And you can see an example of the transformer on the right. These step it down to our normal 220, 330 volts, and that gets fed up to these switching rooms where it gets further distributed to downstream distribution rooms with normal breakers and eventually to your laptop. In case the power goes out and in case the grid stops working, we also have our Thomas the emergency power engine. We call him like that because of... Yeah, I think you see why. So even if the power goes out, we have those 25 of our PDUs, our power distribution units, are stage smart models, and they're actually quite smart. They are Ethernet connected, and even if the power goes out, they have 8 hours of on-battery runtime, which offers up real-time alerts, so we know the power is out before you call. And this monitoring data gets scraped once per second, and you might have already seen this overview. It's available at c3power.top because it was on the info beamers and in between presentations. And what you might also have seen is our C3 nav integration. So every channel, every individual group of those stage smart boxes is metered and monitored. And since we know where each group ends up, we've overlaid them on the map, and you can see a per table, or sometimes even per half a table, power draw in real time, color coded. You can also locate these PDUs, and you can click on their Grafana pages for the stage smart ones. that you might not have seen, because this is how they look like. This is, for example, the House of T1. So this is just the PDU near the House of T. You can see per phase current, per phase tornado power, the frequency, the power factor, which is really good for the kettles, of course. And you can even see how long it takes to brew a cup of tea, and tends to vary, but at least it's faster than in the United States. When we integrate our power usage, we come up with energy. So this is only for the monitored PDUs, so that's only a fraction of the total power draw. But in total, it was about 6 MWh, and the top contender PDU was Halaha, the lights on the ceiling. On the second place, it was Yolokolo, and third spot goes to the House of Tea. So apparently, a hacker's thirst for tea is less than the thirst for servers. In total, what we monitored comes down to 6 MWh used, which is about 2 households for a year, or if you would drive east or westwards, a circle around the Earth at Hamburg's latitude. With an electric car, of course. With that, I'm going to hand off to Niels.
Thank you very much. Another department of the Stadtwerke is the access management. We handed about 280 keys this year. Make of that what you will. Then we have the ROC, the Radio Operations Center. This year we switched from a roaming setup that we use at 38C3 to a trunking setup for extra capacity and a multi-site setup. Sadly, this meant that only Motorola radios were usable this year because of the proprietary extensions they have in their setup. This year we used 6 repeaters over 3 locations. All of the repeaters are fiber interconnected, and they were operational since the 1612, so I think that's day minus 10 or something. With this new setup also comes over-the-air programming, which means that we can program your radio with new channels from our office, which is a quality of life improvement. And we had Grafana monitoring, of course, because why not? If you then look in the Grafana, you see this. That's bars. Let's zoom in a bit. We have 2 pie charts here. Here you can see that over 3/4 were actually from the 1 repeater, Mitte CTH, which was the central one. And if you then look in the channel breakdown, you see that about 1/3 is used by Orga and about 1/3 is used by ZERT. So we know which people use the most radios, and then, yeah, the rest.
So earlier I said, yeah, since we don't have enough issues, talk about the uplink, but well, if there are not enough issues coming towards us, maybe we should start finding the issues. And that's what we did. It turns out the accessibility stairs between the entrance hall and the Radisson wasn't operational. And during teardown, there was a maintenance personnel, and they couldn't get it working. And after they left, our team took it on a task to repair the building. After some electrical fixes and some mechanical persuasion with car jacks, we managed to bend it back into shape, and now it's fully operational again. So parts of the floor are supposed to go down, other parts are not. The sinkhole was part of one of those what not supposed to go down. This is how it started, but then we ended up repairing the building and making sure that the ground is as flat as we like it to be. That's back to Niels.
A tiny, well, I wouldn't call it a department, but adventure we did is we fixed the gendering of the check-in desk. It's now the check-in and desk. Also, yes, that's Comic Sans. The Möbelhaus is not here for their presentation, so we're also doing that for them. It's our new cooperation partner. So let's continue with the Möbelhaus. As mentioned, they're not here. They're busy with teardown. Some timeline, the mobile house started with build up on day minus 7 and they were mostly finished at day minus 2. The teardown planning started in October and the teardown execution started well 5 hours ago. They're planning on leaving Hamburg tomorrow at noon. Some numbers. Mobile house had 1,200 standard tables, about 1,300, 77 small tables, 280 banquette tables, those are the round ones. Alongside that, they rented 530 additional ones and they had 6,741 chairs. If you put this all side by side, you have an area of 2,512 square meters, which equals about 9.77 times 10 to the power of minus 7 Saarlands. Then if you weigh it, you have 118 tons, which equals 1,512.88 Saarlanderinnen. Do with that what you will. The mobile house also invented zebra zip ties. I don't know why, maybe because they got tired of other teams stealing theirs, so now they have their own and nobody else steals them. And they made a lock to lock the furniture cart from being stolen and used for other stuff. The mobile house also wants you, as already mentioned, they started teardown 5 hours ago and they would like to get it finished by tomorrow. So if you have nothing to do after these talks, please find an angel in an orange vest, ask them how you can help them best, and the angel will coordinate it and make sure you have something to do when the mobile house finishes on time.
So thank you for that, and hello everyone, I'm Nico and this is Ibi, we are from Internet Manufacture with our review.
It's the same building again as 3 years ago, so we were like, okay, what can we do better than last year again to give you a better experience? First of all, we will start with this beautiful picture that we exported out of Netbox. We spent approximately a month before the event starting planning everything. And all the yellow links you can see here are 100 gig or higher to give you the most premium internet that you always wanted. We practically have active equipment in every patch room in the building, and given the building is full of multimode, we had a lot of active equipment. Then the backbone and the digital equipment was gracefully provided again by HPE Juniper Networks. Flex Optics provided us gracefully with 100G SR1.2 optics and all the other ones we used. Without SR1.2, this event at this capacity would not be possible. We have been using them since the first Congress here, but this was the first year that there were finally enough optics available to deploy all the links at the 100G or higher speed that we wanted. Just like last year again, we used EVPN, centrally routed and bridged overlay for the L3 network, so the Wi-Fi and all the team networks. And for the backbone links, we again used unnumbered ISCS, so we can just plug in switches together and magic TM, we have internet. For anything that was on the tables in the field, we used locally routed networks, so your package would be routed on the nearest distri switch. That also resulted in funny trace routes through the building if you would do that. But that made our life a lot easier and made it possible to practically be done on day minus two with everything. Then some numbers, given people are here for the numbers. This is a weather map that people of the NOC, because we were done on day minus two, we had time for doing these things, made a beautiful weather map. This is the peak utilization of our main core backbone links. As you can see, the YOLO Colo managed to saturate their 100 gig uplink they had to the network. This also means that next year we need to build a bigger backbone. Then for the uplink, we had a 100 gig link from Deutsche Telekom, DTEC, arriving in the building. This was gracefully provided by them. And then for our other uplinks, we had a dark fiber to IPHH. It's a data center in Hamburg. And in IPHH, we had connectivity to Willemtel, B6, and LWLcom. They all also gracefully provided us With connectivity, that was another 100 gig of LVLCOM and another 100 gig of Willemtel. So in total, we had 300 gigabit of uplink capacity. We probably also need to improve this next year, given apparently you all like to use it a lot. Then the Wi-Fi. We got really lucky this year that we managed, or like Eventifront managed, to refresh their whole stock of access points. So we could provide you this year with Wi-Fi 6 in the whole building and Wi-Fi 6E in most of the building. This resulted in, at least so far what I've experienced and also heard from a lot of people, or well, not heard from a lot of people, that the Wi-Fi seemed to be working somewhat okay. We had a peak client count of over 9,000, or actually even over 10,000, and that's a new record for us. We're really glad with that. And we had a peak utilization of the 6 gigahertz bands of 31%. If you want better Wi-Fi at Congress, please buy or upgrade your machine that to support Wi-Fi 6 gigahertz. It gives us way more spectrum, and it makes providing you with good connectivity a lot better. Then we also had some people in the NOC who had too much free time again. They already did this last year, but they continued improving on it. Hamina is a simulation software for RF in buildings. They gracefully provided us with a free license so we could give you even a better experience. So they modeled all the big SALs in Hamina, and they planned all the Wi-Fi in this. And that can give us these pretty pictures of the RF propagation in the building rooms itself. So this is Zaal 1, for example. And this is Zaal Z, the room where we're currently in. And this made figuring out how many EPs we need a lot easier. Then, of course, planning is fun, but you also need to collect data. So we also had a spectrum monitoring deployed in Zaal 1. As you can see on the first column, this is the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum. It's practically useless and full. The second picture is the 5 gigahertz spectrum. It's also quite full, but at least it's somewhat functional. And then the last one is the 6 gigahertz spectrum. Because of limitations in equipment and building layout, mostly cable length, we couldn't deploy any 6 gigahertz in Zaal 1, sadly enough. Maybe this will change in the future. Then let's talk about IPv6. I think it's 30 years ago that the first standard was published, so I think it's maybe time to start using this. We had 35% mean IPv6 usage. I think that's also a new record, so thank you all for this. As a new service to make use of IPv6 a lot easier for everybody, we offered IPv6 prefix delegation on all wired ports on the assembly tables. Not that many people used it. I think we've seen like 10-20 leases. I don't have the exact numbers, but now you all know it's there, so start using it next year, please. And we had, again, IPv6 mostly on the encrypted Wi-Fi. This means that your phone will only use IPv6 and not IPv4, and all IPv4 traffic that is still needed will be routed to also gracefully provided by Juniper. We had a high available cluster of firewalls from them to do the netting from V4 to V6 and the other way around. Given this has, again, performed really nicely, and this is the first year we're doing it, but this also means that given we are confident in our NAT64 gateway and we want to put it under a bit more stress next year, YOLOcolo next year will be IPv6 only. And if V4 connectivity is still required, this will be netted through our NAT64 gateway. So good luck with that. Then automation. We like automation, otherwise it's not possible. If you're more interested in the automation bit, there was this year a talk at MRMCD about a bit more detail about our automation stack. Feel free to watch that. Same stack as last year. New this year, given we have a way better provisioning system that worked really well for Y, for example, the Dutch Hacker Camp, we pre-staged all equipment that came from the Netherlands, from the Eventifront storage, already in the Netherlands. And it arrived ready to be pulled out of the flight cases and put in the field. That again sped up our deployment a lot. Given we again had way too much free time because we're done that early, we imported all practically all patch panels on the building into NetBox. So we have an even more detailed overview of what's in this building. And we are expanding our offerings to more and more teams. So this year we had L1 connectivity for that nice laser you see in the main entrance hall. Spanned L2 connectivity, L3 connectivity, whatever a team needs, we can provide it, if they ask early enough, of course. Then the services, DHCP, DNS, it's all required. We had the same flight gas as always, that's provided by CoreNet. We had radio and testing equipment from Noskito. IPv6PD via KEA again, we migrated to KEA last year and it has been working out quite well. Then there's a few new features in the services. We had DOT on the resolvers and we did CO2 monitoring in the whole building via Bluetooth Low Energy beacons. So this is a nice overview of all the locations in the building with the CO2 values. This worked out quite well. We were planning on doing this at more events. And this is crowdsourced data, so anybody who has a compatible CO2 sensor that broadcasts their data, we are collecting it and plotting it. Then some funny pictures. We offered remote event network to hotel rooms. We of course have to make sure that our switches are properly wiped and cleaned before they go into the field. So they went to a dishwasher cycle. There is some interesting kabel shalat, and we got some help from our lovely furry friends. Then I hand it up for Nico to talk a bit more about other things we did.
Since build-up worked quite well for us, we got approached by some other teams if we could help them out. For example, the GSM team, which will have their own presentation shortly after us. We installed 2 GPS antennas and 2 Meinberg PTP servers for the GSM team. And figured out that PTP is quite hard, at least on the Juniper we had, but we also heard that some other friends had similar experience with the Arista devices at another big furry conference here in this building. There are some features which are mutually exclusive, which we found out on day 0 that we can't enable PTP on all the devices, so we didn't want to reboot the whole network yet again. But there are 2 GPS antennas in 2 separate locations in this building connected redundantly to the backbone and to the GFM team. So provider scale again. And some more facts. Event Infra provided this time 2.5 tons of raw equipment. This means not only 1 truck going here or 1 sprinter, but 2, because 2.5 usually does not fit in a sprinter van. We had many peaks Evie just presented with bandwidth, this time for Wi-Fi, for fixed connectivity, for the YOLOcolo and all the other stuff. We had some more high numbers of bugs and config issues we found during build-up, which we all fixed by day 0. We found out again that not only multicast is hard, but also Dante on the EVPN is hard as well. We have 2 top ASs here, and our NetBox currently has over 200,000 change logs in the ID. As we mentioned, we provide self-service to many other teams, which will result in a change log in NetBox whenever a team requests a patch or a switch to be deployed somewhere. Yeah, we had over 350 patch requests only on that form for this year. That worked really well for us, and we're happy to continue to improve that and make our life easier, but also every other team's life easier. Last remarks, you heard earlier that Möbel House wants help with the teardown, but helping does not mean tearing down everything you just find. Same with Möbel, is with the network. Please do not touch our equipment. Do not unplug our equipment. We have a lot of helpers, but we would like to do that ourselves to remove the hardware in a properly manner. But that's for the network. Thanks for all the fun and see you at the next event. I've got 2 more slides for other teams, which I just present for Chaos Post. 2 more stats for them. It's also infrastructure. We are moving packets, they are moving postcards. They have stats on how many postcards and in which design were the most favorite ones, but they also have a nice map on where they deliver postcards internationally via Deutsche Post, which is quite nice to see over 2,000 postcards going to friends worldwide. And one last thing. Mecklenburger provided us with great food again. They had over 18,000 plates filled and cleaned, mostly without damages. And they peeled over 1 ton of potatoes for this event, mainly by Ute 3000, which is the nice red chopping machine on the right. Thanks for that as well. And the last thing, the Matrix server you might have used. It had over 3,000 users, over 10,000 messages during Congress, and over 25,000 messages overall on the Matrix server provided by CCCV IT. With that, on to the POC.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Gavin from the phone operating system, and we operate the phone network here for you mostly via DECT or via the desk phones that you see everywhere in the building that stand on assembly tables in the offices of the crews. We cooperate with the GSM people. This is only like backbone provided by us. The GSM service, they will present themselves after me. And for us, it was a really, really great event, but I would say also event of the extremes. So we arrived with the first people here on day 6, and the first experience was like, networks already running. What? Like, you really saw, like, we weren't used to this. So like, usually we arrived like early, we said, well, okay, let's start slow. And they were like, no, let's just plug everything in. You can start working now, you can have deck ready. So we plugged everything in, turned the system on. So like first deck connectivity in the small part of the building, like more or less directly close to where we have our equipment, was really like then working on day minus 6, day minus 5. I think this is a new record. So thanks to NOC again for this amazing service. But also when we just look at the statistics, I think this year was a year of the extremes. So we have over 10,000 configured extensions. This is more than 30% more than last year. And as a result of this, like in the evening of day 0, we noticed we are running out of 4-digit extensions. Let's really like move to 5 digits now. Just like for comparison, last year we had this on day 3. So it's just we were completely stunned by how many people wanted to use the network. We have 6,100 configured DECT phones, people that have entered it, and we have 4,600 concurrent DECT phones that are here in the building, which is like people configured almost 50% more phones, and they used more than 30% more. So I think like, you, for those of you who have attended a talk, we get this. This is a system by Mitel that we use for DECT, and their mind was already blown when we told them the first time what we are using. So I think next time when we talk to them, their mind will explode even more. But it still works mostly well. We will get to this in a bit. So we had 110 calls in parallel. This was the maximum number of calls, which was a bit more than last year, where we were at 90 calls, parallel calls maximum. And we had over 400,000 calls and even like more than 206,000 calls just on DECT. And this is almost doubles the number of calls. So like this event was really event of the extremes. So we started this blind DECT dating service, I think, 2 events ago. Still, I think it's getting some attention. It's now also available under 0190 Tinder as vanity call address. So we had 99 registered users. We had 11 people that matched, and we actually connected 3 people that had a good time, at least 3 that told us they had a good time. But we also had the experience that people were stealing the advertising signs. So actually, three of these signs provided us with signs that you shouldn't steal the signs. Yeah, getting a bit to the fuck up. So this year we had a bit of a zip war dialing, which was slowing down the whole system. I think this was not just like in the past we had random war dialing. This year we actually had war dialing going on, but to valid DECT extensions. So it really increased load of the on the full scale of the system, because it was actually trying to initiate valid calls all across the system. And yeah, here we noticed, well, the usual 2 virtual CPUs that we had on all of these zip servers weren't good enough anymore. So the system was slowing down. So I think this is a picture from day one. For those of you who have seen some outage in the early afternoon, yeah, this was it. So we had, I think, over 1,000 like call routing tasks and pending. The CPU really led like at maximum utilization. So we needed to upgrade the system. First of all, by putting more virtual CPUs in. I think they now have 8 instead of 2. This already helped, and we also needed to add some firewalling to enforce some rate limiting on zip invites to create new calls, because we think like 10 calls per second should be good enough for everyone. Yeah. Some more statistics for the statistics lovers. We handed out roughly 170 loan decks to organizational people, crews, and so on. This is even 10 more than last year. The phone book ones were empty on day 0. For the normal GUP phones, so like Giga said, we still have some, so use more deck next year. Then what is new for those of you who have liked to queue in the SIM card queue at our phone help desk. There is now an eSIM provisioning self-service in our Guru utility, at least for the events where we can have SIM cards. So this helped our help desk to reduce the queue size a lot and should increase convenience on your end. Then big thanks to C3 Lingo. They provided us with Spanish and Polish translations for the announcement text in our system. So you can actually, yeah, thanks. So you can now switch your phone to Polish and listen to our amazing advertisement text in Polish or in Spanish. Yeah, and we deployed over 70 SIP phones, the ones you see standing on the desks. We have 75 DECT antennas, because we were having so many phone calls. We even like brought 2 that we had deployed in hotels back to the conference location in order to improve the service here for all of you. And then we still had 7 app DDI antennas. This is the antennas that we deploy remotely via VPN in some hotels. So this was it from our end, and then the colleagues from GSM will tell you a little bit about what they did in particular for GSM. Thanks a lot.
Hello, I'm Bibo. I'm representing C3 GSM, or the GSM crew, or the GSM group, or whatever name we are floating now. When we started a couple of years ago, we were like 3 people, sometimes 2 people, sometimes 5 people. And this is why we are always the little sister operating system from the POC. From the POC, everything works. For us, it was 4 days of maybe 4 to 10 days of straight hacking. And in the end, of the event, we could make a call. A lot improved since those days. That's cool. And this is why we, for the first time, we have some solid statistics, because we had time to collect them for the first time. We deployed a 2G network, 4G network, and yeah, we kind of deployed 5G, but you know, there has still to be room for improvement. So maybe next year. There is 8 4 8 2G base stations deployed. These are the things in black, and 18 4G base stations deployed. These are the things in white, and you may see a slight difference in the count there. And this doesn't mean that, oh, we don't need any more 2G base stations, that's lame. No, we just had for the first time so many 4G base stations around that we just completely plastered this building with 4G base stations. So we can have some operational stats. We distributed like 2,000 SIM cards, and you had a pretty obvious a preferred version, I would say. So 900 physical and 1K5 eSIMs. That lead to 1K5 concurrently idle devices this afternoon at 2 p.m. And over the whole Congress, so 11 or 12,000 calls and 9,000 SMS. Yeah, it's over 9,000 SMS. And one reason why everything went better than the last years and better than expected is the last number. We have like two-ish open 5GS core network crashes this year. That's like 89% down from the last event. Yeah, some milestones from our sites. The core network worked at day minus two, but we are in Germany, so you need a permit for everything you need in doing on the air. So we couldn't turn on the network then, but I heard it should have been working. The net was then fully operational when our license was valid at day zero. We deployed one new, completely new base station type, and it just kind of worked. That's the new one. The eSIM self-provisioning, we had eSIMs. This is also not the first time, but it wasn't clear till short for the Congress if we have eSIMs. And thanks to some wipe-coded service from the POC, we could also give them to you without you standing in the line, as Gavin said. The problem there was then you hadn't sent up. You needed to stand, don't need to stand in the line, so it was run out of eSIMs on day one. And then there was a long weekend and Christmas and whatnot. So we got a new batch of eSIMs yesterday, and I think it's half down at the moment. So if you still want eSIMs, now is the way. Hopefully they will be ready for the next event, but we won't guarantee anything. And we did the first voice over LTE call for the Congress network. It's still a little bit flaky, but maybe next year, if the right people do the right things, next year we will have voice over LTE for you guys. There is some spare goods, so we also need spectrum and eSIMs, which are kind of hard to get, though thanks to Deutsche Telekom and Vigo for giving us them. And if you want to reach us and read a little bit about what we do, you have this message from our website and join our GSE C3 GSM Lounge channel for some cool nerdy 3GPP ranting. Thank you.
Yeah, hello. We are from the Video Operations Center, also known as the Vertical Operations Center. You might have heard of it. We claim the load and upload, and a rumor has it we have managed to fit 13 people per upload in the lift. It's just rumors, of course. Then we've got some facts for you.
To go over the facts, at the end of this conference, we will have produced and recorded and also live streamed 158 hours of content distributed in 182 different talks. We need a lot of stuff to produce this content. We distributed these in 11 Europalettes for this important stuff. Inside of this important stuff were 28 cameras, which were distributed on 6 different stages, one of them you're currently sitting at. And in total for recording, we had 12 TB of raw audio and video material, which got stored in our storage server. And also, as we also do the digital signage around the building, we had around 700 submissions to the InfoBeamer user content. And on Max, we had around 160 submissions live in parallel. To go over the streaming.
So the peak was at 6,060 viewers max parallel and 4,040 viewers for the Känguru Region in Hall 1. Maybe you've been there too. And we also tried low latency stream experiment for in-house viewers this year.
Sounds good. Different audio channels recorded as a backup just in case anything would fail, which is distributed into the 36 audio mixer outputs we mainly use for the production. We have 20 channels of intermediate sources, 175 channels of individual sources if we would need to manually mix stuff in case something would break. And I don't know if you heard it, but we had some not so classy orchestra yesterday, so 17 of these channels fall into that. And for streaming this orchestra, we also used one special kind of setup. You might have seen it yesterday. Also, because VOC is also known as the virus operation center for some folks of ours, we had a 246 kilometer distant audio production setup, because even if you're ill, work still needs to be done. Just kidding, but yeah. We also managed to incorporate some low latency into that, so we could actually manage to live produce said audio in that far distant.
And then in general, we got a new setup with new cameras, new encoding servers, and everything new. We've brought you some pictures here. So we decided we wanted a new setup to make it easier at all our productions. And here you can see some pictures that we built here as well, of course, with the cat always on site. And a few more pictures. We did that in cooperation with the AGS in Braunschweig.
Also, our angel introduction meeting we had on day zero kind of went through a Bildungsreform, and we completely overhauled the whole presentation slides to better introduce the video and mixing angels to our setup and to hopefully increase the production value we get out of it, and to also help angels understand the systems more and why we do things how we do it. And also thanks to Prisma to providing us with the cute drawings she did for the introduction meeting, which you can see in the picture below.
Then as last year, there is a lost and found again. And this time we're asking the SD cards to reappear. So in case you've seen any of them anywhere, please let us know. You can get to our office or, I don't know, write to us on Mastodon, whatever. So if you find them, please let us know where they are. Thank you.
Also, in total, we didn't lose as much audio as we did last year. We only lost 7 seconds of it, and it's not even our fault. TLDR... as Nock already said, Dante is hard, even for CCH, and due to a small power cycle, we lost 7 seconds of it due to 3 times the core Dante clock, the Grandmaster Dante clock deployed on site here got shut down due to a power outage. And yeah, I mean, the grand explanation is written down below for who it may concern.
Yeah, and then we've got something, something painful to look at for you, kind of eye candy, I guess, just the wrong kind. And yeah, the one on the right happened on day one, actually, and it, it's been working fine until now, actually, so. And as you all know, never touch a running system, we just decided to leave it that way, and it worked. So that's it, actually. We've just let one more thing for you. So whoever you are and whatever you do, there's always a talk waiting for you. See you next year. And in the meantime, you can or just want to rewatch. Thank you.
Hi, we are the C3 Lingo team. Thanks for having us. We're gonna be representing the team with Teal, Bee, and Honeywood. And yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're the people that are putting the trans into translation. Also, trans into translation. So, to be honest, we're back where we are. To maybe start with some overall stats. So after like being stuck at around 99%, our English-German translation team, consisting of 74 angels, managed to reach 100% translation rate for all of our talks. They translated all the talks we had. And then we have also 28 angels that are translating into more languages. So we had 61 talks translated into French, 21 into Spanish, 18 into Polish, 10 into Brazilian Portuguese, 2 into Latvian, and 5 into Japanese. And I want to also stress that Latvian and Japanese, they're just single people translating entire talks. So they don't have like a second person sitting with them in the cabin to actually help them out. So I think this is, yeah, a special effort to acknowledge.
So this year we actually had the C3 Lingo team had their first workplace injury. So you can see we're translating under the danger of loss of life and limb.
But no worries, he's fine. We're not missing STB at this event. He's still here. We have proof. Thank you, STB, for your efforts. So a lot of system integration has happened, which you can see here. And we have one official and one unofficial API that we managed to extend this year.
And this is our one of two specialties this year. We made our hardware harder. And we have to thank JTBX for it. Please come to the stage and show our prize, your prize. This is our new console. It's got a couple of nifty features which JBX will tell us about. JTBX will tell us about.
Okay, yeah. From a standpoint of how hard could it be, I apparently started to build a console for the C3 Lingo people because what is available on the market is not, has many features, but not apparent, of course, maybe not the fonts which we actually need. And we had a prototype running in 2 halls last year, and now we have built 9 consoles out of 12 for this Congress, so 8 are in use and 1 spare, which is seen here. And they're working fine, as I was told. So we can have it with our own hardware, customized to the needs of Cifulengo, and potentially also offer it to smaller events to have live translations for the talks.
And I can tell you from first-hand experience, we love this hardware. Really great, great hardware. Better than the one we had before. And for your amazing efforts and like outstanding. How do you? I had such a good sentence before. For your outstanding contributions and work, we are, I would say, synonymously assigning you Employee of the Month.
Thank you, JTBX. And we also made our software smoother.
Yeah, so what you can see here is a tool we built last year, or we used the first time last year. It's called Rescheduled, because we were tired of all the coordination we needed to assign our shifts. And as you can see on the right, it's now really featureful. So we didn't only hardware harder, we also softwared softer. And there was a lot of stuff happening. We are automatically importing stuff from Engelsystem, from Hub to centralize all the content. We're also exporting data back into both. And we also managed to land pull requests or merge requests to both of these systems during this Congress. So data infrastructure at Congress got better this year. And it makes our life so much easier because we just, as you can see here, synchronize everything and get everything ready-made for us without any overhead. We did a lot of development on this also during this Congress. As you can see, as the Congress progresses, we were very, very busy coding, and now on day four, we're finally ready to actually have Congress start, so please come to all the things. And the chart you see on top is all the commit activity over the year, from the end of last Congress to the beginning of this Congress. The one on the bottom is the same scale, but just this Congress.
This year, we also got... You want to do it? We've got amazing support from the speakers. Thanks to all of you. We've got a new record. We had more than 70% uploaded materials for the talks, which we need to prepare to give you a good translation. Thank you for that. We had... appreciated a lot. We had 122 speakers who helped us do our work better. Always highly appreciated, sometimes more or less functional. And we've got some lovely anecdotes for you, as always.
Yeah, I think we talked a lot about our technical backbone, but actually this operation is completely dependent on the human components of our system. And it's sometimes quite a strain on our bodies, I would say. So it can be very stressful. Of course, also a strain on our prefrontal cortexes. I want to quickly tell the story I just got from Honeywood from a talk she did yesterday, translated yesterday, where the speaker team wanted to maximize the input for the 45 minutes they had. So it was 170 slides or more, about 170 slides, and they actually also practiced the talk so much to have like a very, very high word per minute rate, I would say.
In 45 minutes, so 170 slides for 45 minutes.
With the idea that people could just watch it afterwards again in a speed of 0.7. But it's really lovely because we very often also get to talk to the people giving the talks, and they were actually shocked to hear. They had not thought about the simultaneous translation. We're very appreciative of the efforts. So it's always still a good stories that come out, although it can be very, very, very hard. Of course, we also always have people from the speaker side switching over to giving to doing translations, and people from our translation teams doing talks. That's also always very nice. Another record we had, while we had the same number of talks translated to Latvian, this has remained steady. We are excited to report that the number of stream talks to Latvian has doubled from 38 to 3. So that's something. Also, some people had measured things like I mean, heart rate and stuff we had. But I think really interesting here, the blood sugar impact of interpreting. So we are doing hands-on research here. And yeah, some few more anecdotes you can discover later.
Yeah, that's going to be our new non-official motto. Lassen Sie mich durch, ich kann Englisch. Let me through, I can speak English. Yeah, and of course, we always love passing that sign on the way. That's from us. Thanks for listening. Oh, I'm so sorry. I completely forgot, and shame on me. This talk is being brought to you also via C3 Lingo in German and Polish.
Hello, Hamburg. Hello, Internet. I'm Razel from Heaven. I will tell you something about our volunteers and how these volunteers made Congress possible. I will start with a few numbers, comparing them to last year. This year was the first time we had more than a total of 6,000 accounts in the Angel system, from which more than 5,000 arrived and 3,600 worked more than one shift. So an awesome applause to all the working angels that made this Congress possible. We also had more work to do. If you accumulate all of the works doing in shifts and in work logs, we roughly had 8 years of time that the volunteers worked here to provide you with this event. And we also had more shifts this year because we tried to plan everything in advance and tried to do angel shifts for that in the directions to the work logs we normally use to log our work that we cannot plan accordingly. And as on the right side, you see the numbers from last Congress, so you see an up on every scale of the angel work that has been done this year. More people helping means there are people that need more food. So I also got a few data from the Brötchenmanufaktur, which provides the Heaven and the teams and angels that couldn't get something to eat and still have a shift with something to eat. And they managed to produce over the days 0 to 4 more than 10,000 rolls with cheese, with vegan products, or a slice of meat. And that means that we had roughly 1,400 rolls per day created and consumed by our working angels. For people who were here in Hamburg before we moved to Leipzig, they might recall something that was called food vouchers. We didn't use them the last two events, but this year we needed to switch back to the system and try to technically upgrade that, because the last time you needed to come to Heaven or to someplace else, get a card, get to the Angel Kitchen, put it down and get your food, but we tried to digitalize that a little bit. People started with that idea on MIMCD this year and tried to provide a mostly working technical infrastructure. For the people of you who went to food and had their dark mode on, yeah, sorry, the QR code scanner wasn't ready to read things with dark mode, but we tried an emergency change and fixed it on day two. As some of you recalled last year, on day zero, there was this shiny thing called the evacuation meeting. And we planned for that in advance and made an angel shift that roughly contained more than 500 angels. And that totally bricked our system. So the angel system went into maintenance last year. We did the same shit again this year. That's the peak you see on the left side, the parallel working angels attending the evacuation introduction meeting. But this time we didn't break the angel system because we fixed the view of the shift and only presented the first 100 angels and not tried to show everything all at once. So if the people would open it, we had a scrolling to death and then the angel system just exploded. We didn't do that this time. The other peaks you can see on the other days that are the Congress daytimes are mostly the people helping during the lectures. So every time you see a peak there, there were the angels from these awesome teams over here trying to provide you with the talks and the translations and the videos to look at afterwards. And that will bring us to the last slide from myself, because as you all recall, we all do that work because we want to make a great Congress for everyone. And that is to the thanks to the many people helping here, starting mid-December and staying here until the end of the week to finish the teardown. So I can't think of anyone else who can get this done with the help of volunteer workers. So I would appreciate a lot of applause for all the working angels that helped and will still helping to tear down this event. And also, I would like to thank all the people here that managed a good time for everyone. We have overlaps with many communities. As the other team said, we had the Euroference here. They got help from the internet manufacturer to provide that there. And also the other teams from the event coming here. But we also had other conventions and places where people managed to migrate into this community. So I would also like to thank all of you that we managed to make an environment where every group, every people, every person, every creature felt safe and had an awesome time. So thanks for doing that. In the current time, it's not as easy as we think when we return into the real world. And thanks. And that finished my presentation. Thank you so much for visiting, for attending, for helping. Take care and goodbye.
We've got a couple of more slides. We've got some numbers from Kidspace as well. Some stats you can look through now or in the recording. I'm quite surprised about this sound test with over 110 decibel. The 110 sounds like an odd number. Maybe their sound meter peaked. I don't know. Got some more Grafana stats from that. And last but not least, from the Stage and Herald operating system, we got some numbers about the visitors and the hall. Yes, I guess all you can read. And with that, thanks again also from myself for being here, for attending that event, and for helping also making this awesome event happening. Thank you.